Shita. And if so, Umay Tchila Shlish Elyon Tikoma, what does Shmuel mean to say at the beginning of the top third? What he meant to say, Umay Tchila Shlish Elyon, the beginning of the top third, Tikoma Lahachiko, just means to say, take a little bit away from the roof. She means to say, it means, Tikoma means Lahachiko, means it should not be that far away from the roof. That means to say, "Shalachika menakayrish shemala yosef mishlish." Means you should not bring it down more than one third of the doorpost from the roof. That's how far down the most it could be. That's still kosher. But enechnami lechetchila he'll hold. The higher up you put it, the better it is. He'll hold talk alike. Reb Yosi Shita that ukshatum mechsavtum that it should be as high as possible. That's why he says, just means this top third that he said just means not to put it down further than that from the roof. But then he says, let's say the door is very hard, let's say you have a 20 foot tall doorway. So then, you should not put the mezuzah higher up than your shoulders. So even though Lemaisa and our Gemara postures is mashma that the maskana is that the higher up you put it, the better off you are, still Lemaisa Lalocha, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch pastures are like that. That the Mechaba pastures like the law of the member of Shmuel, and that's usually our minig, that the Mechaba says that where is the Mokan to put it? The Tchilas Shlish Elyon, the beginning of the top third, Goyva Hashah, that's the place to put it. He only says, Vimkova Lamalim, is if you put it even higher than that, is also ksheira. But it's mashma, the Shach says, avolamata mishlish shayin, if you have it less than the top third, it's like apostle. Only in a case, like the Rishalmi says, in a case where the doorway is very, very high, so then, even though you have it less than the top third, but as long as it is by the height of your shoulders, that's also kosher. If you don't have such a high doorway, then we say the ikum mokum, where to put it, is at the beginning of the top third. You put it higher than that, also it's kosher. But less than that, in a case where it's less than your shoulders, then about there'll be puzzled, you should lift and make it higher than that. The only time that sometimes they put it downwards is in the case if you have a doorway as an archway. If you have an archway, round circle-like, half semicircle, then it's a shalom, we'll send a look later, when exactly does the mezuzah start? What's called the mashkuf of the top, and what's called the mezuzah? There usually the mini gears we put the mezuzah on the straight part of the doorpost. As soon as the doorpost starts to turn, become like a semicircle, we say that's all called part of the mashkuf, the top part, that's not the makom of the mezuzah. Then tak we put the mezuzah even very low, as long as it's on part of the straight part of the doorway. But a normal doorway with like a square, then about the ikum makom with the put is at the beginning of the top third, providing it's not higher up then your shoulders. The other Gemara says that we had before, Omar Rava says, Mitzvah Lanicha B'Tefach HaSemach L'Shusharabim. Where's the place to put the mezuzah? The mitzvah is to put it, like on the outside of your house, the first Tefach, which is close to Shusharabim. The Tefach HaSemach L'Shusharabim. Let's say you have your front entrance into the house, let's say it's a deep doorway, so do not put the mezuzah closer towards your house, but rather put it closer towards the Shus Rabin. Again, it has to be in the Chalal of the Pesach. It has to be in between the two doorposts. Just as a very wide, very thick, deep doorway, you should put it on the Tefach near the Shus Rabin. My time, what's the reason? My time is for Rabbanan Amri Kadeshi Yitzka B'Mezuzah Miyad. The swear is that right away, as soon as you start to enter your house, right away you should bump into the Mezuzah. But the Ikka, the side of the Mezuzah is to remember the Shema, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right away you should remember the mezuzah, bump into the mezuzah. Rav Chanina Misuri Yomer Ki Hecha De Tintarei. In order that it should be a shemir to watch you. We know the mezuzah is a watcher. It watches us. So therefore let the shemira start as far out as possible. And Omer Rabbi Chanina, boy you ray, come and see. Shaloi ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas bas v'dam. Hashem's midas is not like us. Midas boss with them. A person, Melech Yeshu Bifnim. Where does a person, a king, sit? He sits inside the throne, he's inside the palace. the yam, and he has his policemen, the people, mishama moisim amachutz, the police there for staying outside watching the king. But midas hakadosh baruch hu, anyken hakadosh baruch hu, it's not like that. Avodav yoshim mivifnim, we the servants of Hashem, we sit inside our house. The hu mishama amachutz, hakadosh baruch hu was outside watching us, the mezuzah that's outside the house, in the doorway, that's what's protecting us. Shneimer apostle says, Hashem shemrecha, Hashem watches us. Hashem tzumcha, Hashem is our tzeir, I'll protect them. Yad minecha, by the right. Dorish Rab Yeser Breh de Rava, Mishmei de Rava, name of Rava. Hemek lo tefach psula. Let's say you put the mezuzah inside the doorpost. A tefach, that's psula. We put our mezuzah like on the outside of the doorpost, that's all right. But sometimes you used to drill a hole inside the doorpost and stick the mezuzah inside the doorpost. So that's still kosher, as long as it's not deep inside the doorpost of tefach. If it's a tefach inside, that you don't touch, you don't see it so well, then it's possible, that's not the makom for the mezuzah to be. So Mora says, if so, lema, let's say, misal, let me bring a raya to Rava. It says, nicha bepatim, if you put the mezuzah on the patim, on the doorpost itself, you put it on the post of the door itself, or else he added like another frame around the mezuzah. So it depends. So now the mezuzah is inside. If there's an outer frame around it, if the outer frame now extends the tefach out, so it comes out that the mezuzah is inside a tefach, it's possible you have to put another mezuzah there. Imlab, if it's not inside a tefach, then imlab ain't a tzorach mezuzah, then you don't have to have another mezuzah. Simlav is ain't a tzorach mezuzah, you don't have to have another mezuzah. So what's a riot to Rava? If the mezuzah itself is inside the doorpost more than a tefach, or if there's something around it sticking out more than a tefach, the mezuzah is no good. So what says could be no, from this halacha there's no proof. Kitan yahi the pesach shachur yadelis. Maybe it is talking about a doorpost that's in the back of a door, like we'll soon see, meaning when you have two doors, one next to another, and you have one doorpost in between them. That's a special halacha if you need two mezuzahs and one mezuzah. That if the doorpost in between is left in a tefach, one mezuzah helps for both doorways. And if there's a tefach wide, then you need two mezuzahs. So it could be the klal, we're not talking about that the mezuzah is inside the depth of the doorway or tefach, but rather where the whole doorway is a tefach wide. It's a different halacha. So Morris says, no, that can't be the pshat over here, because that din or bedi katonim, we learned that din clearly. That Pesach Shachuri Hadelis. If you have one entrance and back of another entrance, you have two doors side by side, and there's one like doorpost in between. So Lachur is Emiyesham Tefach. If the doorpost there's a tefach wide, so Mezuzah Cheres, you have to have two mezuzahs then, one for each doorway. But Vimlav, if the doorpost in between is less than a tefach wide, that's dividing the two doorways, it's considered like one big doorway. And then the din is ain't tzorach mezuzah acheres. You don't have to have a second mezuzah. It's enough just one. So the chura, that's that halacha. So the first halacha is not talking like this. So Mora says, no, maybe they're both the same halacha. And I tell you, ketzer ketoni, but the Bryce now goes to explain what's the case of a Pesach, a churi adelis. That's the case. So ketzer ketoni means to come in to explain it. So it could begin, there's no proof to Rova that the mezuzah is hemed for tefach is possible. Here it could be talking about with a tefach, that's the width of this doorpost in between two doors. Then the local mice is like Rava, that if the doorpost is a place where the mezuzah is a tefach inside, then it'll be possible. And the mezuzah has to be on the outside of the doorpost, not stuck in the tefach. Tazim Mor says, Torah learn like this. Hemid lo malbin shokanim. Let's say by the doorpost you put up a post of reed, malbin shokanim of reeds. So choytech shpuferis, you let it cut it open there, like make it open a hollow piece there, or manicha and put the mezuzah inside it. If the doorpost is there ready, if the kanim, if the reeds are there ready, now you can like make a hollow place there to put the mezuzah in. Omer Rav Acha bread ravel, shonim ravel shehemed, where you first put the reeds onto the doorpost, or lepsev chotach, and then you cut out a hole where to put the mezuzah in. Venicha, and you put the mezuzah inside it. Let's say you had this reed outside the doorpost before it was attached, and you made a hole there, and you put the mezuzah in it, and then you put this reed onto the doorpost, psula. They're putting the mezuzah up that way, psula. why the pasuk says tasu, it has to be made l'shem mezuzah, v'loy min osa, not here, it was already made from before, this reed, this doorpost. V'yom ha-rov, Rav says, hani pischi shimoi, these bare, like defected doorways, p'turim min ha-mezuzah, v'totim min ha-mezuzah. So the question is, my pischi shimoi, what does it mean, a defected doorway? What's wrong with it over here? So, the Mora says, pligiba rav ruchumi v'abba yosi. Machlokes. Chadom once said, the less le tikra, it has no roof on top, that's the problem. You have a doorpost, it has no upper beam, that's the problem. V'chadom or the less le shkufi, and one says, no, it has no side post, that's the problem. Now we tried to pask in Nevada, the doorway is only mechuyev in mezuzah if it has doorposts and it has a top piece to it also, it's a lintel going across. And the ordin, if you have a room that does not have a roof to it, so we pask in yoni mechuyev. That's potem in a mezuzah. That's loshon the mechaven simin yudalid that bayi shein le tikra is potem in a mezuzah. The other gemara says Omar Rabba bar sheilo Omar Rab Chizdo ach sadro. Like a hallway that's closed on three sides and open on one side. So now Sadri says, Ptura min ha-mezuzah, Sparta min ha-mezuzah, the three shein lo p'tzimim, because it has no doorpost. The fourth side is open completely, there are no doorposts there. So it's not called the Pesach, Yipata min ha-mezuzah. So Mora says, Mashmo yesh lo p'tzimim, if it does have doorposts though, then chayv, you would be chayv in mezuzah. Ah, the question is why? The only reason why the doorposts are put there in the two ends is to hold up the roof, but not really as a doorway. So Mazochakam, this is what he meant to say. Even though it has doorposts at the two ends, still is part of the mezuzah. Because the purpose why these doorposts are there is not l'shem pesach, but just to make the roof stronger, to hold up the roof. Omer Abaye said like this. Chazina luhu l'espalidei devei mar diyistlu psimi. I saw this l'espalidei. He saw these holes by beimar, like these achsadrus, that diyistlu psimi, even though it had doorposts, for l'esla mezuzah, and it had no mezuzah there, mezuzah. So, because he held, l'chizik tikru diavidi, the purpose of the doorpost there was just to hold up the roof, not for really a doorway, to make a pesach there for your potter. Meis, we have a question on this. It says, alocho, that a beis shar, like a lodge, a beis shar, ach sadra, roses of the hallway, umafeses, roses the balcony. Chayovim b'mezuzah, it says it's chay b'mezuzah. There's a clearly an ach sadra is chay b'mezuzah. So Mor says, ach sadra the beis rav. Yes, ach sadra the beis rav. So Mor says, what's the ach sadra the beis rav? Ki endur yam yayisa. It's so luchur, it's a regular, it's a real room. It was a regular room there. It has a real pesach, so pshiti chayiv. So Mor says, the ach sadra remisa. It means an achsadru rumisa, means a Roman achsadru like. The Rashi learns the pshat is that you had a fourth wall, but all made from windows. That's the chiddush, that is considered like a pesach. It's not completely open, the fourth side. It has windows there, so that's called the source of pesach. There you would be chayiv in a mezuzah. Omer Rachba, Omer Rav Yehuda, Bei Haziki chayiv b'shtei mezuzas. Bei Haziki is chayiv with two mezuzas. For the more my Bei Haziki, what is this room Bei Haziki? It means this. It's like a lodge, like a foyer. That it's opened up into the courtyard, and the house is also opened up into this room. So therefore, it says yichayev in shtei mezuzas on both sides, both entrances. Yichayev in mezuzah. And Tana Rabbanan went to the brayso like this: that the beis shar, we have this lodge, hapsuach legina. That's opened up into the garden, ulukatunyas, and also into the outhouse, and the outer part of the house opens up to that also. So the question is it called the ikah for coming into the house, yichayev in mezuzah, or the ikah for going out into the garden and yipata? Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on. On the other side, just turn over, we'll continue on the other side. But lads, going out and yipata. You will hold again the bottom of the Gemara and the Aflamet Gimel Amet Beis. The bottom of the Gemara was again to five lines up. The Torah Rabban was in a brace like this. Beis Shar, if you have like this large four foyer, a room that you go through, it's called the Beis Shar. Hapsuach Lagina, it's opened up into the garden. Ulekatinyas, and it's also opened up into the house. It opens up to the outer part of the house.
to the kitzur, you have this beishar, and it's opened up, and the two have doors open up both ways. One opens up to the gino, one side opens up to the garden, and one side opens up to the ketunias. Shem Yosef Amar Nidin Ketunias said both doors have a lock like the house itself, and both doors are mechuyev and a mezuzah. V'chomam nechom say no, Nidin kebeishar. It has lock like a beishar. And our beishar here, the Shita says, really means like the avir, like the space. In other words, it's considered like the airspace of the garden, and therefore you also put them in a mezuzah. Now, Rav Shmuel, the Amitavaya, both Rav and Shmuel both say that the Megino Labayis Kuliyam Aloy Pliga Dechayim. When you're going in from the garden into the house, so Pshita that Duras Chayim in a mezuzah. My time of Bia Dabayis, that's the way you go inside the house. Avad is called the Pesach into the house, Yimachuyiv in a mezuzah. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlokes? Rav and Shmuel learns, where's the Machlokes? Mibayis Lagina, when you're going from the house into the garden, that's the way the door opens up, from the house into the garden. So Masa of the Ketun Yisika, the Yikra is still the rooms from the inside the house, and even that door is also Mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Well, Masa of the Nogin Yikra, the Yikra is the outside garden, and therefore you'll be Potter for the mezuzah. Now, Rab of Rabbi Yosef Damatavayu, both Rab and Rabbi Yosef, they both say like this, that Mibayis Lagina, if you're going from the house into the garden, that door is potter. My timer, pischa de ginehu. It's only called an entrance into the gin, into the garden. Therefore, you're potter in a mezuzah. Ki pligi, he learns the opposite. Where's the machlokes? Megina lebayis. If you're going from the garden into the house, that ma'asav would be the bayisu. That makes a lot of sense. The ma'asav is the entrance into the house. Avada, that door is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Well,